How many of us have attended y que entonces ella es un cambio actualmente, ¿vale? En el mundo. Ahora están ellas, tú estás también en tus no que esté en contacto con ellas, que es very absurd. Like example, the scientists say they have discovered something called as the dragon particle, which is conclusive evidence of the proof of existence of life on other planets. Are you interested to see the dragon particle? Next. Let's say one. That is dragon particle. Can you give us that the widest of your range of understanding? Get some idea that this could be the source of life on some other planet? Pretty hard to believe. But the scientists say that and we believe it. Next. In the movie, PK has a concept where he holds people's hands and he understands what they are in the people's mind, what they know of, how they can behave, all these things. If a normal alien or an abnormal alien who we don't even know exists can do this by touching hands or shaking hands, cannot God do something like this that he can understand us? He can do, right? For that matter, God doesn't even have to touch us. Just for our presence, just for our thought, he can understand who we are. In fact, it is said that God knows us better than we know ourselves. Okay? If you have to know a person, you have to understand what he does when he is alone. And even if the world can't see, God can see. Okay? That is character, that's how God can provide everywhere. Why is he an alien to us? Why is God an alien to us? Probably because we have never tried to understand him. We have never really tried to connect to him. That's why he remains an alien for us, right? If we have been taught scientifically or if we have been taught with scriptural analysis and evidences that God exists and these are the features, these are the characteristics, then probably most of us would not be atheists. Right? Just because we have not been systematically taught, we say that God is someone who we don't know and he remains an alien to us. So we have tried to understand what he actually is. Okay, if we again use the concept called wrong concept. Wrong concept. He said, if you go to temple for the church of mosque and you are not able to connect to God, because it's a wrong number. Next. What do you do when you have a wrong number? Suppose you have a friend's number, you dial the number, the other friend says it's a wrong number. What do you do in this case? You refer to the telephone dictionary, right? Directory, right? And you look into the directory, go by the name, you get the right number, you call the person, you are able to manage a connection, right? Similarly, if we have to know God, we have to have the right number. If there are a set of wrong numbers, doesn't mean that there is no right number. We have to find out that right number. What is that right number? All scriptures will explain that this right number is the holy name of the Lord, by which just when you utter the holy name, you directly have a connection with the Lord. Okay? And not just in our scriptures, various scriptures, all religions. Have you seen Muslims when they are standing in their place, they will be standing on their knees. The Christians next, they will be standing on their rosary. So even Devi Dharma, it says that we should always remember the Lord by chanting and remembering the holy name of the Lord. Okay, so it's not just one religion, all the throughout the universe, it says that we should remember the Lord by chanting his holy name. That's the holy name. You all know, you have chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What about the messengers of God? Are they fake? Again, the movie says, if the messengers of God are fake, they don't help you establish the right connection and they're just deviating you from the main road. So, next. Okay, let's take example of a doctor. I am a doctor, so I would like to take this example. In the market, there are so many doctors, right? Jaise ki aaj mein humne sab ko se doctor mat karo, kyun mat karo? Kyunki har dukkar pe doctor ki dukaan hai. Jaise chane wale ki dukaan hoti hai, waise doctor ki dukaan hai. As a very humble of the week, all the time. So don't become a doctor, that's what we are advising the young people. So now, there may be some two doctors, so actually not practice their profession and teach the unhealthy. And there may be some others who are just doing it as a social service. I just want this minimum amount of money, the rest I just want to do social service. So among that, doctors themselves, there are so many categories. You have the good doctors and the bad doctors. It is not possible that the messengers of God, so-called messengers, the great messengers, they may be human numbers, but they are also people, they are also messengers who genuinely want to convey the message of God to others. And there are others who have come just to do this without any ulterior motive. Is it possible? Possible, right? So if you just be a bunch of fake messengers, doesn't mean that everyone is a fake messenger. Okay, we have to try to search for the true messengers and they exist. Only then we have to expand our horizons and then look out for the true messengers. Next. Okay, another example. You all are studying in colleges or maybe have finished your college. How you get a degree? You have to go to a university. Next. Proper university, that's the university for all of us. You have to go to the authorized teacher. You have to accept the authorized books, right? Only then you get your proper degree, right? So you have to have a combination of all these factors. University, the teacher, the book, right? So that you can get your degree. Srila Prabhupada, who is our founder acharya, he said, similarly, for understanding Krishna knowledge, knowledge for connecting to God, we need temples where we just go for food conversation and exalt over Balbhaja and ask for something in your good tradition or desire. No. He said the temples are meant to be universities. So that matter, I found one place which is called as a temple university. Anyway, we have our university, that is Mayapur Institute of Higher Education. So these are temples, like this one, which are meant to educate people about God and their connection to God. So they are actual Golokhan University, not just temples for the namesake, right? And then we also have to refer to our scriptures. Okay, next. These are the scriptures which you have to refer, the Bhagavad Gita, the Ramayana, the Mahabharata. This child there, at a young age, he is reading the Bhagavad Gita. Can't we do that? In fact, he is saying, scriptures, reading scriptures is more easier than eating a pie. If that child can say, so can we. Only if we make the attempt to go to the scriptures and read. And we have to refer to our teacher, the acharya. So the word acharya by itself, it means one who teaches by example, acharan. So one who teaches by example is an acharya. So there are so many acharyas like Ramacharya, Madhvacharya, Sant Tukaram from Maharashtra, Arun Srila Prabhupada, who are acharyas and they are teaching us how to follow the spirituality in our lives. And then, when we go to the proper university, the proper temples, when you have the qualified teachers, the acharyas, when you have the proper scriptures, then you will be qualified to get the graduation degree or the post-graduation degree from the scriptural institute, right? Spiritual institute. Okay. Speaking of this, we need to pay some fees to be able to connect with God. Do you think we have to pay some fees? Well, we think probably it might be a hefty sum of money that you have to give so that God can be pleased. Okay? So there is cost and value there. Gradually God pays no fees. And what is the fee? What is he looking for? He is just looking for our faith. Next. Example, if you have to prove something, like when you take commentary, the formula is basically, or when you use for scientific things, so always start with a hypothesis. A hypothesis is a blind statement which at the end of your study you just prove or disprove. Hypothesis, for that matter, mind you, is a blind thing. Only if you can prove it, it proves accepted. If you can't, it's rejected. If you for science, you have to have blind statements or statements in which you have to invest a blind faith. Can we not bring this small Gracias. He protects us personally. Again, there's a story of Abba Gable. done. So with his claws, Lord Nakinasa had protected the child and could see as a proof his claw marks on the child's back. Similarly, there's one more story of how this girl would regularly come for devotional program. And one day there was some festival, so this girl got delayed. Let's say every day she was to leave at 8:30. This day it became almost 9. So she was going by a side alley, which generally she wouldn't take that path. But just because it had become late that day, she took that side path. And she was good. And she was all the time praying and minding her, please protect me. She came off, almost 3-4 minutes, she walked through the delay and came off, and she was safe. The next day when she got up and she opened the paper, to her utter surprise, again this is a true story, she read the name Hittite, the same alley where she had passed through. Exactly 5 minutes later, there was a case of two ruffians molesting a young girl. She was too scared, she reported to the police, how could this have happened? You know, I found that alley just 5 minutes back, nothing happened to me. So this person, the police, they couldn't understand, and later when they found out the ruffians, when they arrested them, they asked them the same question. How come that, you know, just 5 minutes back the girl had passed and nothing happened to her, and you know, the next girl came and then just took advantage of her? These men, the ruffians, the gundas, what did they say? And this is in some Western countries, not in India. The ruffians, the gundas, they said, "We dare go near her. We saw she was protected by two men on her either side. One a white bodybuilder and the other a black bodybuilder. So strong and heavy. This lady was a devotee of Lord Jagannath. Actually, Jagannath and Baladev came to it. And this is again, as I am saying, the true story. So Lord Nasimhadev protected their child because the parents were voting for Nasimhadev. This girl was a devotee of Jagannath Baladev. And Jagannath and Baladev actually came as bodybuilders for, you know, what he called as bodyguard to protect this lady. And she escaped unscathed. Similarly, also as messengers. Sometimes the Lord sends his messengers to protect us and they will take full care of us. There is one more story of a Tibetan story which explains about the king and his four wives. The king had four wives. The first wife was very beautiful and the king would always decorate it. Right? The second wife, the king would always take great pleasure in showing that wife to others. Because my wife is so beautiful, she is so wonderful, right? The third wife, she was someone who the king would always consider to take advice from. And the fourth wife was totally ignorant. When the king was about to die, he called all his wives because he was feeling so much pain. He asked each of his wives, "Would you come with me?" He asked the first wife, "Will you come with me?" What did the first wife say? "Not at all." That put the king thoroughly because put off. No? So then he asked the second wife, "Did you think come with me?" This was a wife was always trying to others. He said, "No, in fact, as soon as you go off, I'll be mad." Then the third wife, he said, "Will you accompany me when I leave this body?" She said, "No, maybe till your grave and then no longer." And then came a voice, "Why you come with me?" So this king turned aside and said, "Who is she?" And this was the fourth wife, who was utterly rejected but wanted to go with the king wherever he wanted. Now, actually we all have four wives. What are they? Our body. First is our body, whom we thoroughly decorate. And then what happens at the death? It is not going to come with us. The second wife, our position, our mobile, our test drive, our friends, our beautiful bags, our clothes, which we want to show off to people. Right? As soon as we are right, what will happen? Maybe our sisters will take it, our brothers will take it. So as soon as we go, take out of others, it's a remarriage. The third wife, whom we take advice from, they are the relatives and friends. They will accompany us, maybe take a graveyard, not beyond that. Right? And the fourth wife, whom we have always neglected, always not neglecting, is our soul. This soul, no matter what happens, it will accompany us from one body to the other, forever. And with the soul, who will come to us? The super soul, the Paramatma. Right? Whatever species of life is to be entered, God is going to be there with us. Right? Next. This is a beautiful poem. If you have heard of very good, I'll just read it out for you. Read it out for you. Beautiful. It says, footprints from the sand. slide that seems from the slide. For each team, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the god. In the last scene of the slide flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. He noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened in the very lowest and saddest match of life. That means he noticed that whenever he was more sad, there was only one set of footprints. So this created some doubt in his mind. He said, this really bothered him and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during the most troublesome times of my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand, right? I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my daughter, my precious Christ, I love you and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Right? And he noticed that whenever those one set of footprints were there, it was a bit deeper. Because Lord was carrying this heavily burdened soul in his arms and letting it cross. The great thing to remember is that though our feelings come and go, God's love is always there. Next, these are some two things which I wanted to share. Beautiful one of these. It says, I can't brag about my love for God because I failed him daily. But I can brag about God's love for me because it never fails. Next one. Again, this is the one. It says, you have nothing until you are in a relationship with the one who created everything. That is the Lord. So, if you are Valentine's Day, maybe you can try to have a relationship with this person who has created everything equally hard. Next. This is again beautiful. You know, Valentine's Day, when we celebrate relationship between a man and a woman, a girl and a boy, it says, for that matter, even marriage. Isn't for me, it's for the Lord. It's for my spouse to see and experience God's love through me. And it's for the world to see and experience God's love through the love in our marriage. Without the love of God infused in our life, it's impossible for us to love anyone else. So the very fact that we love someone else means that we are being infused with God's love. It's not our duty to share that love with others and develop a greater connection with that source of love. This we can skip. Next. So that's one. Now we all come to know God or try to develop a relationship with God at a particular time, when the time comes for many hours per hour. So it says, whatever your lifestyle may have been, understand one thing. The moment you are affected by love, the moment devotion has risen in you, that is the path you must follow. And love is the right way. Right? So with this, I end my talk. Now it is up for you to decide whether PK, Parameshwar Krishna, is an alien or a soulmate. If you keep away from him, he will continue to be an elusive alien. If you try to develop a connection with him, maybe he will become the closest soulmate. Also, I want to thank Chaitanya in the book, Jay Chaitanya in the book, from whose books and writings have gained some success for this lecture. You all can visit this site, thespiritualscientist.com. It has beautiful questions, so many of us have, and has, you know, explained in a very beautiful way. Thank you. There was a picture of the heart there. If you have any questions, maybe we can meet at the end of the section, because we already